This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What can zeros and ones do for the very tangible world of agriculture? The BBC's Archana Shukla reports from India on hopes that more digital can help farmers become more productive.
I'm at a vineyard on the outskirts of the southern city of Bangalore, and it's on a huge expanse. Hundreds of rows of vines loaded with grape buds. A bunch of women farm workers are pruning the plants. On the look of it, it seems like any other farm. But what distinguishes this from the others is a small device installed amidst the rows of vines. A 6 feet tall pole that has multiple sensors to check for rain and wind speeds, and even to check level of water deep down the soil.
What farmer really needs is what to do with that data. Of course,
Ananda Verma is co-founder of Fussel, an agri-tech startup.
So this is where AI comes in.
Their algorithm matches the sensor data with weather patterns to predict irrigation and fertilizer schedules, or even manage potential pest attacks. It then sends specific advisories through their app to farmers.
What we have seen, especially in case of horticulture crops, the productivity increases up to 20-25% if you do these things right in the way that we suggest to the farmer.
Farmers need to buy the device for $300 and pay a subscription fee for the advisories on the mobile app. Nitin Patel is on the vineyard guiding workers. He has been using the service for the last 5 years to plan irrigation schedules.
With the help of this AI data, we are now able to get to know when the vines really need the water, and we can just irrigate them only at the crucial stage. And that's helping us to save around 50% of the water.
I'm at a testing facility of another startup just a few kilometers away from the vineyard. And next to me is a towering chemical spraying vehicle that uses artificial intelligence. It's eye-catching, painted in bright orange and yellow colors. And the first thing you notice are the two large metal robotic arms opening up on either sides, like in a scene in the Hollywood film Transformers. These AI-powered machines are aiming to improve efficiency in spraying fertilizers and pesticides, a major expense for farmers. As the sprayer moves, 5 precision cameras installed on these arms scan the ground in real time and activates the spray nozzle only when it identifies a plant, skipping weed and empty ground.
We know exactly what our sprayers are doing.
Jay Simha Rao started Nico Robotics in 2019, and his robotic sprayers are now deployed in 50 locations across the country.
The way spraying is done in India is on an acre level, and our mission is to boil that down into a plant-level decision-making. Just by spraying only on the plant, we are seeing a 56% savings compared to what traditional method of spraying is.
In a nearby guava farm, Fussel team is installing a new sensor device. Data-driven agriculture promises to be the game changer to make farming profitable. But it's still early stages. They don't yet work for every crop and are limited to few regions. Expanding their reach to majority of India's farmers will take significant time and investments. In Bangalore, I am the BBC's Archana Shukla for Marketplace.